Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. And all that's available, those books are available on Amazon, so check those out. Chris Rogers is our guest. He's the founder and the CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. Search engine optimization is his game, and we've been talking about that in the previous segment, but now we're going to talk about the new kid on the block, right, Chris? Voice search. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the trend with voice search is really related to the technologies we have now around voice recognition and processing, right? So we've got a lot of different devices now on our smartphones. You know, if you have the Google app, you know, there's functionality where you can talk to Google to try to get answers. You can use your phone. You can use Siri, right? That's voice search. And then we've got Alexa and Cortana and all these other, you know, basically virtual assistants that, you know, instead of you typing in a keyboard, you know, you're typing, you're basically saying different search commands. And then they're accessing Google or whatever search databases to provide information and answers.
So, folks, this is the future of search, isn't it? I mean, people are going to adopt this. I don't like it. I'm not using it, almost not at all, because I think it's creepy. I don't trust these people. But yeah. I'm a little bit of an outlier. You know, I mean, a lot of people are just using this stuff like crazy. They love being able to just talk to this machine as if they're not the product, right, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, it's really convenient. So people are using this, like, the biggest percentage right now that people are using voice search is for when they're driving, right?
Right.
Or when they're doing other activities, you know, sometimes when they're, you know, just working exercising.
I've been known to say Starbucks near me. I have to admit that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. It saves time. You know, it's logical.
But to have it in your home turned on all the time where you're asking
all these
questions.
Well, I mean, if you've got a smartphone, it's functioning the same way.
Yeah,
you know, right. if you've got a, you know.
So you're saying if I'm driving around, my smartphone could be listening to me in the same way as a turned on Alexa, it might be listening to me even though I haven't engaged it.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was a setting on the Google app where you could have it kind of listening all the time. I could be wrong. It may only be when you've got it open.
When you push the button, you have to push the button.
For Siri, you know, for Siri, it's just a voice command. So you're saying, hey, Siri, and if you're within earshot.
Now, on my Google, you have to push the button. You have to push the microphone to give it a command. It doesn't respond.
Well, they have a voice prompt.
They do have that. I don't have that turned on. I don't have that turned on. But here's something that's interesting to me. Google owns SEO, right? They're the dominant SEO player. But Amazon has 40% of the voice search already. Now that's pretty. Am I wrong about that?
Well, so Google is a predominant search engine, right? They're used more than any other search engine.
Right.
And then if you're talking about for voice search, are we talking about the popularity of Alexa?
Yeah.
Apparently
they've got 40% of the voice. And so my point is this a, you know, is there a war coming up? What's going to happen? How is the regular person going to be part of that?
Well, the market will decide, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately what will happen, is people will kind of look at this technology and they'll play around with it and figure out where it fits in their lives and, you know, what it's worth, what they're willing to pay for it. And then we'll see, how it, you know, how it changes and emerges. I mean, we're going to have devices everywhere, and mm-hmm. voice search is probably going to be a big part of it. So,
well, when you, earlier you mentioned keywords for SEO, and that's what got me started mm-hmm. on the voice, because you said, but if you're doing right. voice, you have to modify that even differently, right? So tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, when we're implementing some of our SEO strategies, you know, certainly some of the data we're putting in is more conversational in nature than it's been in the past. So we focus less on very specific keyword variations that ultimately mean the same thing and treating those as separate, and now treat those more as the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so a singular and plural version of a word, where at one point you might really focus on both of those different versions. You know, today you treat those more as one. Then there's other things that we can do. There's data that can be implemented onto a site to communicate additional information to Google. We can try to create FAQs, do research around the topics that people are actually asking questions around,
mm-hmm.
And then create content based on.
But most small businesses haven't accomplished any of this yet, right? Would you agree with that? Most small businesses probably haven't done any voice
absolutely.
Keywords.
I mean, it is really new. I mean, overall, right? And so I think people in the SEO community are certainly talking about it, and there is, you know, optimization that can take place for voice search, which is really just, you know, kind of a subset of.
But as it starts happening, it's going to happen real fast, isn't it? I mean, it's going to, voice is not going away. It's going to be dominant soon, isn't it?
As technology is there and people are wanting to use it, you know, I expect it's going to explode. You know?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with more about SEO with Chris Rogers. Colorado SEO Pros.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.